Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Once you get on someone's radar, so once they actually understand that you might have the ability to help solve their pain point, you move into curiosity stage. So the first stage is you've got to get on someone's radar. The second phase is now they're curious. Can you actually help? How do you help? Will this be the right sort of solution? They're the things that are running through your prospect's head. In this Get More Referrals Today podcast, I'm going to get into how do you turn someone from being just curious to being excited to be able to work with you. You see, there are so many mistakes that I see, and the biggest one is just simply we don't do enough to turn someone from being interested to excited. If you get this part right, you warm your prospects up faster than ever before. But if you get it wrong, they end up losing interest and they go to someone else. So it's a big difference, and there's certainly a big reason why you want to get this right. Hey, just before I jump into that, if you're not part of our Million Dollar Referral Network, make sure you jump into there. Great network where we run free trainings. We've got a whole bunch of ways to be able to get you more referrals, use your networks more effectively, and create partnerships. Search the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook or click in the link wherever you happen to be listening or watching this. So we've now got this prospect. This prospect has got a pain point and they've gone, I think you might be able to help. So you are now on their radar. Just being on someone's radar is not good enough. Today, we get so many messages, thousands a day. Who do you listen to? What do you listen to? Who do you believe? Come over to this thing, do this thing, turn up to this thing. Like it is just bombarding the whole time. So a prospect, once they actually find you for the first time, in which we say once they actually get onto your radar the first time, this is where you now have to make them curious. You have to make them realize that you have a solution to their pain point, that you know what you're talking about, that you can get a result that they're after. And therefore, you've got to find ways to be able to bring this initial prospect further down your pipeline. So simple questions are, how do you educate your prospect on what it is you do, on how you do it, on the results you get? Where can they go? What can they watch? What can they listen to? How often do you stay front of mind of them or touch base with them? See, this is what you should be thinking about in being able to create this phase that we call educate. So the first part is how do you attract? And then the second part around how do you educate is all about how do you turn someone from being on your radar to being curious and excited that you actually have a solution to their pain point. As we've said many times before, people make decisions based on feel, on an emotion. So if someone comes to you and the very first thing you do is just phone to try to sell them, you can see why that would probably fail now, because they're probably not ready for that. They actually don't realize that you have a solution, that you're actually somebody that's worth being around, that you're somebody that they could trust. So therefore, they're probably not going to want to talk to you. On the flip side, if you bring somebody onto your radar and then you do nothing and you hope that one day they're going to email you or phone you, you can see why that doesn't work. In this whole concept, you need to be thinking about this person and how do they go from being intrigued, interested, to wanting to know more, to being excited to be able to speak to you? How do you get seen as the prize? What are you putting in place that this prospect, this person who's just come onto your radar, now sees you as the prize, now wants to chase you, now will do whatever it takes to be able to work with you? See, what things do you have in place? And for most businesses, they don't think about it like this. They simply throw money at the wall, hoping that someone might find them. And then once that person finds them, they hope that that person's ready to buy from them right away. And if those two things don't match up, really hard to get a return on your marketing investment. The sad fact, they're likely to match up maybe 1% of the time. So they're not going to match up. You actually have to know that the person who's just come onto your radar isn't ready to buy from you. You need to put things in place to ensure they become ready. So if you simply draw out a line across a piece of paper, take a piece of paper, draw a line across it, and on like day zero, that's when they first come onto your radar. And you've got, let's say, 15 days. So at the other end of the line, draw 15, to be able to get them to realize that they would be absolutely crazy not to be using you. So between day zero and day 15, what are you going to do? How are you going to turn them from being, this looks interesting, to I have to work with you. I have to get you helping me. What things are you going to put in place? How are you going to build the know you, like you, trust you factors? How are you going to get them to resonate with you? How are you going to get them to understand the pain points that you solve, the solutions that you have, the results that you get, the impact that you make? What things are you going to put in place to ensure that that happens? See, when you've got a really clear path to take someone from just on your radar to increase the curiosity, to increase the excitement, to get them seeing you as the go-to, the prize, that's when business becomes much easier. As much as I want you to draw out that line and to actually put down different thoughts and different ideas, so much of this starts with your thinking, with your mindset. Are you simply going after the person who's ready to buy right now? And admittedly, that is so much harder than ever before. With technologies, with social media, we get bombarded more now than ever before with things. The person who's just found you and got on your radar has also got on probably another 4, 5, 6 people's radar who do exactly the same thing. So why should they listen to you versus them, versus them, versus the next person? And that's what you're dealing with. So the person who has the pain points around, let's just make something up, the person who has the pain point around sales, well, they've searched sales. So therefore, they've found you. But they've found also your competitor and your other competitor and probably someone you didn't even know could help them with sales. So now they're digesting what everybody's saying to them. They're being pulled left, right, and center. It's now, how do you get them to see you as the prize? How do you get them to go, I'm unsubscribing from all these other people and I'm just focusing in on what this person tells me? And that's what you're dealing with. So if you don't think this through, if you don't plan this out, then in the end, you're one of those other people. And it's really a bit of luck whether they actually come to you or not. So what I want you to take from this, when someone gets on your radar, when a prospect first comes to you, what are you putting in place to get them to know you, like you, trust you quickly, to get them to resonate with you, to get them to realize that you have a solution, that you get the result that they want, that you can help them achieve and remove that pain point? What do you put in place and plan that out? As always, if you want help planning that out, getting more referrals into your business, if you want help simply generating 100 new clients in the next 12 months without spending a cent on paid ads, then make sure you reach out. We've got a really clear goal over the next 12 months to help 50 of our members generate 100 new clients in 12 months without spending a cent on paid ads. If you'd like to be one of them, reach out. Let's have a chat. Remember, subscribe to us wherever you happen to be listening to this, on iTunes podcast, on Spotify. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Referral Marketing Guru, on Podbean, and across our social platforms. Come hang out with us in our $1 million referral network, our free Facebook group. Just search the $1 million referral network or click on the link in the descriptions. And remember, if you need help growing your business, creating more meaning and making the impact that you want to help more clients, then reach out to us. Till next time, take care. I'll speak to you real soon.